Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tankar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tankar's Tavern blog, MeWe group, Facebook group, Discord server. Tankar's Tavern, we got it all. Or some such shit. So, yeah, I'm still suffering the congestion. So if I stop and clear my throat, you'll have to forgive me. So today, we Rich and I, tonight, Taco Bell and The Witcher. We binged two episodes, ate some Taco Bell. I don't think it's really Mexican food. It's whatever fast food American food we call it, but in any case. And I got to thinking, and maybe it was the greasy tacos or the nachos Bel Grande that enhanced my thinking, but I got to thinking that a lot of times your players, maybe even you as a DM, you want to tell a story. You want your game sessions to be this deep, multi-layered story. And as a player, you want your character to have the import of whoever. Excuse me. You know, whether it's Geralt, Yennefer, I don't know, what's the name of the, Ciri, the princess wandering the forest. But here's the deal, okay? Here's something that those of us that decide that we want this to play out like fiction, not like a game, but like fiction, this is what you forget, okay? In the story, there's one person telling the story, the writer. Right? They've got their, and they know what's going on. They know how it's going to start in the beginning. They know how it's going to end. It's not going to surprise them. And additionally, and probably even more important than all that shit, they can focus on a single character and maybe wind it so they intersect at some point later on in the story, but you tell solo stories, and there might be other hanger-ons, but you're focused on one character for this chapter and then maybe one character for the next two chapters or whatnot. Okay? Even the Lord of the Rings. Come on. Gandalf was your DM PC who could change the storyline, right? And really, Who's your main character? Who is the character that is the focus, even when they're not the focus? Frodo. Now, if you have one character in your RPG campaign that's the focus of everything, you better only have one player, because your other players are going to suffer. And that's anybody who comes into gaming with the idea of, oh, wow, I'm going to get the game in the world of Middle Earth, or I'm going to get to the game in Forgotten Realms, and I'm going to get to live the stories. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to live your own stories as part of a group. See, that's a great thing about RPGs. Okay? And it's, I think this is where a lot of campaigns falter. You know, RPG campaigns, is that the DM already knows where he wants it to end up sometimes, right? You already know that by the time you reach whatever level, you're gaining experience just to get to that point. So you can reach the climax of the campaign and reap in the glory. No, and that's not the fucking point, okay? When they say, there's a whole saying, I'm going to say it. I don't fucking know how to properly say it. So it kind of weird. But it's the trip, not the destination. You know, when you were a kid and you were eagerly awaiting Christmas, and then you know, Christmas shows up, Santa gives you all your fucking gifts, and then you got your, you know, your other family members once removed that give you like $20 to go into your, oh, what, your college savings account. God. But it didn't always suck, Rachel. It always sucked. It's like, I got $20. Give it to your mother. No, no. Mine didn't know better, Rachel. But the thing is, you were excited leading up to Christmas, and no matter what you got for Christmas, once that adrenaline calmed down, it was like a letdown. You know? The big tracks you got with the trailer dumper thing. Was it big tracks? Is just a programmable thing. It's not even remote control and uses these D batteries. But that doesn't matter. What you were, the excitement leading up to it, the imagination of where it was going to go, that was the important part. That was where the thrill was in the moments leading up to it. Okay. Take that to your gaming, okay? Stop stressing so much about where you're going to end up and enjoy the where you are at now and the excitement that comes through that, because I'm going to guarantee you, when you get to the end, it might be good, it might be fun, it might be satisfying, but it's not going to be as exciting as the trip, as the experience that you went through to get there. So when you're watching your Netflix or Amazon Prime or Disney Plus or any of those things, remember that you can't duplicate what they're doing on the screen. And to try to duplicate what you're watching or what you've read in a novel, it's not going to translate. This doesn't happen. But gaming is an experience unto itself. And allow it to be organic. Allow it to grow with that. And I think there is where the true fun is. Where the true experience is. Where the true reward is. Now, that being said, going back to The Witcher, 4 episodes in, half a season. It's only an 8-episode season. But, shit, it's gotten very good. It is not Game of Thrones. Don't even think that it's Game of Thrones. It's not Game of Thrones. But on its own, it's got a sense of humor and irony and certain other stuff going on that it handles very well. So, on that note, folks, as always, be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.